KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have showers and thunderstorms. We're located basically from Atlantic and right along Interstate 80 all the way over to the 680 split and just a little bit beyond there. These showers are moving to the east and slightly northeast. We look for cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms today at a high around 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Southwest Iowa news, a Council Bluffs man was arrested early Saturday morning after he crashed the motorcycle he was riding while being pursued by law enforcement. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN News on Monday that 27-year-old Richard Killow faces numerous citations, and he was charged with eluding an aggravated misdemeanor. Killow posted a $2,000 bond on Saturday and was released from custody. Danker said the incident began when a sheriff's deputy traveling eastbound on Highway 92 just after midnight observed a motorcycle coming up from behind him.
He was coming up on the deputy in a hurry from behind. They clocked him at 78 and at 50. And the deputy slowed down, the motorcycle passed him, and then he tried to stop him, and then he took off at a high rate of speed.
The sheriff says he doesn't know what was going through the man's mind at the time, but he has an idea.
Well, I think what the deal was, he was going so fast, didn't know what was in front of him there, and then the deputy slows down, and almost he shoots past, and it's like, oops. So then take off, and I think he just figured he'd probably outrun him.
Danker says the cycle exceeded 140 miles per hour at times. It didn't slow down much when it passed through the communities of Trainer and Carson.
The motorcycle would periodically slow down and then speed up. Went through Trainer at about 120. Went through Carson at 135. Continued at speeds greater than 130.
The sheriff says the results of the cycle passing through those towns at those speeds could have been disastrous.
I can't imagine blowing through these towns at 120 and 135 miles an hour. I mean, it's, of course, it's late at night, but, you know, somebody, you're not expecting somebody to come through at, I don't know how many times the speed limit there. So they could pull out in front of them and they'd be toast.
Three Cass County Sheriff's Department deputies were waiting to intercept the cycle at the Cass-Pottawatomie County line. Seeing the sheriff's lights off in the distance, Danker said Killow turned off onto a gravel road before losing control of his 2006 Honda CDR 600.
Turned north on Cherrywood and then crashed about 150 yards north of Highway 92.
A Mills County Sheriff's deputy who tried to assist in the pursuit was injured when the car he was driving en route to the chase hit a deer and crashed into a ditch. 31-year-old Deputy Joshua England of Glenwood was transported by Glenwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital for treatment of his injuries. News time is 8:03.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Authorities in Page County are asking for the public's help in identifying the person or persons responsible for the theft and destruction of a vehicle stolen from Shenandoah. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said his office received a call Monday around 7:30 a.m. about a vehicle that had been burned on a property owned by Troy Nielsen in Page County. Nielsen discovered the burned-out shell of a 2001 Ford Taurus while checking his property. An investigation revealed the car had been reported stolen from the vicinity of 702 South Elm Street in Shenandoah sometime between 10 p.m. Saturday and 7:30 a.m. Monday. The vehicle belongs to Megan Mattson. The vehicle and its contents were a total loss. The car was valued at $6,000. Anyone with information about the theft and or arson of the Mattson or any other vehicle in Page County is asked to call their local law enforcement office, the Page County Sheriff's Office, Clarinda PD, or the Shenandoah Police Department. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports that his department has made an arrest in connection with the recent string of residential garage burglaries and the theft of property from motor vehicles in Clarinda. Brothers said 31-year-old Joshua J. Martin of Clarinda was arrested last Friday on a complaint that alleged Martin was exercising control over stolen property in amount in excess of $1,000, but less than $10,000. Martin was found to be in possession of a large amount of property stolen and recent reported garage and vehicle break-ins. A search was executed at Martin's apartment at 901 West Tarkio in Clarinda, where a significant amount of stolen property was recovered. Brother said two officers suffered minor injuries when Martin allegedly resisted arrest. Both officers were able to immediately return to duty. Martin was being held in the Page County Jail Monday on $5,000 cash-only bond. Brother said an investigation into the burglaries and thefts continues, and he anticipates additional charges will be filed against Martin once the Page County Attorney's Office reviews all the reports. Police in Red Oak were investigating a case of criminal mischief Monday that resulted in about $100 damage to a residence. Authorities say they received a report earlier in the day from a Red Oak woman who discovered that her storm door glass had been shot out by a BB, which was recovered at the scene. Columbia Magnuson told officers she heard a noise in her home Sunday night but didn't check to see what it was. Anyone with information about that incident is asked to contact the Red Oak Police Department. A Lenox woman was arrested Sunday afternoon following an altercation with police. Officials say 39-year-old Holly Oliphant was taken into custody at around 3 p.m. Sunday after officers were called to a residence on North Brooks Street with regard to an out-of-control female. While officers were trying to restore order, a person identified as Oliphant allegedly pushed an officer. She was arrested for assault on a police officer and transported to the Adams County Jail. Oliphant later posted bond before being released. Three Council Bluffs men have been sentenced to prison on drug charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Monday that 28-year-old Dennis Smith, 20-year-old Nicholas Barnes, and 29-year-old Gene Smith, all of Council Bluffs, received their sentences Friday in Council Bluffs from U.S. District Court Judge James Gritzner. Smith was sentenced to 84 months in prison for a conspiracy to distribute marijuana and money laundering. He was also ordered to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following incarceration. Smith pled guilty on February 13th to charges of conspiring to distribute marijuana in the Omaha and Council Bluffs areas. Barnes was sentenced to 48 months in prison for conspiracy to distribute marijuana. The judge also ordered Barnes to serve a 3-year term of supervised release following incarceration. He pled guilty on February 8th to a charge of conspiring to distribute marijuana in the Omaha and Council Bluffs areas. Gene Smith was sentenced to 41 months in prison for maintaining a drug-involved premises, and he was ordered to serve a 2-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. Gene Smith pled guilty on February 8th to a charge of maintaining a drug-involved premises, in Council Bluffs. Co-defendant David Lopez Jr., a 40-year-old resident of Omaha, was sentenced April the 18th to 48 months in prison for conspiracy to distribute marijuana. Christopher Brandt, a 30-year-old resident of Council Bluffs, was sentenced March the 8th to 36 months in prison for conspiracy to distribute marijuana. The convictions were the result of an investigation conducted by several law enforcement agencies into the importation and distribution of marijuana by a known drug trafficking group operating in the Omaha Council Bluffs area from May of 2009 to March of 2012. The investigation was conducted by several law enforcement agencies and the IRS's Office of Criminal Investigation pertaining to the money laundering crime. And a man from southeast Iowa was sentenced Friday in Council Bluffs to 10 years in prison on methamphetamine conspiracy charges. 31-year-old Chandler Prather Robbins IV of Oskaloosa received his sentence of 120 months in prison for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. His sentence will be served consecutively with 60 months in prison for possession of a firearm in relation to the drug trafficking offense. Robinson is also required to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. Robbins pled guilty on February 8th to charges of conspiring to distribute meth and possession of a firearm in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. A co-defendant, 35-year-old Ray Allen Sutton from Council Bluffs, was sentenced to 112 months in prison for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine. Sutton is also required to serve a 4-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. He pled guilty January 10th to the charges of conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. Both convictions were the result of a joint law enforcement investigation into the distribution of methamphetamine in Omaha and Council Bluffs, with the final distribution in central Iowa. Robbins and Sutton were arrested on June the 9th of last year for transporting over 10 ounces of pure methamphetamine to be distributed in central Iowa. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, conservative groups that were placed under increased scrutiny by the IRS will get a chance to tell the House Ways and Means Committee today how they were treated after applying for tax-exempt status. Several of the groups say their applications were delayed and agents asked intrusive questions. The IRS now acknowledges that the treatment was inappropriate. A man accused in the Colorado movie theater mass shooting could be changing his plea from not guilty to not guilty by reason of insanity. James Holmes appears in court this morning in Colorado. Holmes is charged with carrying out a meticulously planned assault on a packed movie theater in Aurora in July. 12 people were shot and killed, and dozens of others were wounded. Authorities in Buffalo, New York say a teenaged boy has drowned after saving his younger sister from the swift currents of the Niagara River. Local media outlets report the 17-year-old boy jumped into the river yesterday afternoon after his 7-year-old sister was being carried away by the river. The team managed to get the girl to shore, but he was swept downriver. Divers found his body 45 minutes later. And a rocket launch tonight will study how the first galaxy was formed. NASA says the suborbital rocket carrying the Cosmic Infrared Background Experiment will study when the first stars and galaxies formed in the universe and how brightly they burned their nuclear fuel. The launch from Virginia's Wallops Island flight will be on a larger and more powerful rocket than previous flights. That should allow it to reach a higher altitude so it can provide for longer observation time for the instruments. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcements, Margaret Campbell, age 94, of Urbandale and formerly of Hamlin, died Saturday at the Senior Suites of Urbandale. Funeral services for Margaret Campbell will be this morning at 10:30 at the Hamlin Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lyle Pigg, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Lyle Pigg will be held today at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Carol Rose Music, age 57, of Harlan, died Saturday at her home. A mass of Christian burial service for Carol Music will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Lorraine Dorothy Hester, age 94, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Lorraine Hester will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Henson reporting.